Two Guys Weigh In podcast with Mitchell Silty and Paul Ramo. And good day, Mitch.
Good day, Paul.
That's Australian, isn't it? Good day.
Good day. Well, that's something they say. I don't know if it's specifically Australian, but yeah, probably.
How's your summer going, Mitch?
Oh, it's been going good. Been working at the Appleton Golf Course. I worked my first tournament there on yesterday, actually, Monday. So
they have an egg tournament, I think, didn't they? Wasn't it an egg tournament?
Yep, they had the egg tournament. That was back a couple week or two last week, actually. But they didn't need me to work that one.
Oh, okay.
So I came in for the last couple hours to give the people that worked at a break, but the first tournament I worked like fully was yesterday. That was the Appleton Madison tournament.
Oh, Appleton Madison tournament. What's that?
So they do 9 holes in Appleton, which is what they did yesterday, and then later, I think it'll be in August, they'll come over to Madison and play 9 holes and do that.
Oh, it's like Appleton members versus the Madison members golf?
I think something like that, okay. But I think it's just if you belong members to the golf course, pretty much you can partake in it. So
okay, I didn't hear about that one.
Yep, we had I think it was about 7 because it was pairs of 2, so we had 7 groups from Appleton. I think 7 from Madison, and then another one was from Dawson.
Okay, did you golf in it too?
Nope, I didn't get to golf in it. I just had to work it. So
you had to work.
Huh? Busy serving alcohol to all the people that there you wanted go. to go out and golf. So that was fun.
You do the drink cart?
For that one, we didn't do a drink cart because it was only 9 holes, but I worked the bar, yeah.
Okay. All right, how's your golf game going? You're a member over there, right?
Yep, I'm a member over there.
How's the golf game going?
You know, it actually hasn't been as bad as it has been. It's probably been some of the best golf I've been playing here this summer. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yep, I shot my best round here a couple weeks ago.
Well,
so,
you know, now that you mention it, I look in the Appleton paper, I think you were in first place.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's been really fortunate with golf. So
who do you golf with?
Troy Bates. He's a pastor in Appleton at Word Fellowship Church.
So you're golfing well, huh?
Yep, it's been going well. So
all right. Hey, let's stay with the subject of golf.
Yep.
Of course, we had our family golf tournament called the Ramo Cup.
Yep.
Up in the St. Cloud area. My oldest son hosted. It's my brothers. All my brothers and their sons, and now we got grandsons starting to golf with us.
Okay.
It's just a guy weekend out every year, and it's a lot of fun. We do funny giveaway trophies, not giveaway, but have a green jacket like the Masters for the winner. And then on the sleeve of the green jacket is all the winners from the past years. That was our 22nd year of doing it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And I'm only on there one time, Mitch.
Least you're on there.
I won one time. That was 2006. That's when we golfed the Benson and Ortonville and Madison and Appleton courses.
All 4 of them, huh?
Yeah, we golfed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and we finished up in Benson that Sunday. It was really hot. I remember that, but that was the best I've ever golfed in my life.
Well, there you go. Hey, at least you got your name on the jacket. Yep. That's important.
And my nephew Nicholas won it again. I don't know how many times he's won it. He's a good golfer. And we give a toilet trophy away for the worst shot of the tournament. And we all vote on it. Who had the worst shot? And we give a toilet trophy there. There's a name for it, but I better not. Well, we're on a podcast. You can use your imagination.
Yep.
So and my brother's grandson won that one. He teed off and hit a tree right in front of him and came right back at him.
Well, that's
a good one.
That is probably up there for one of the worst. But when did you have this? Was it this past weekend?
Yep, this past weekend up in St. Cloud area, we golfed Oak Hills. We golfed in Pebble Creek.
Oh, okay.
In Becker. Pebble Creek and Becker, that's what a Class A golf tournament is. And I've golfed it many years ago, but I'm always up there every year for the state tournament. You've golfed Pebble Creek many years.
Yep, a couple, yep.
And what'd you think of the course?
I liked it. It was probably one of my favorite ones that I played when I was golfing in for Lacaparle also.
You know, I have a new, after golfing Pebble Creek on Sunday, I have a new appreciation for high school golfers in the state tournament that golfed that course.
Yeah?
How do they par or birdie consistently that course? I can't even come close to it.
That is a tough course to play. Yeah. So there's a reason they have it for the state instead of just casual for. Yeah.
And I got home. I posted all the pictures and stuff. I posted in our social media. Got to tell you a cute story. It really it made my day. Alyssa Swazinski from the Dawson Boy Girls Golf Team. They're state champions this year. I've interviewed Alyssa many times, and we have a good fun time when I interview Alyssa. It's always fun time. Anyway, I got home and I get a message from her.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, I see you had the Ramo Cup this weekend at Pebble Creek. You were at Pebble Creek, where she's golfed many times.
Yeah.
So she asked me about a dozen questions. What was your favorite hole? How did you shoot? What irons did you use? You know, how was the putting, you know, and stuff like that. And then she said, I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer all them questions, Paul. I just wanted to flip it on you. I wanted to be the one to ask the questions this time. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Made my day.
Yep, that's a good one.
Pebble Creek is a really good golf course, though.
Yep, it's a fun one to play. It's very challenging, and yet it's a lot of fun just to see the layout of it.
Yeah, the night before, though, they had a bad storm go through there. There's a lot of tree branches that were broken off there.
Yeah, it's been kind of a wild summer for weather here. Yep, so
for sure. All right, what should we talk about? We talk golf all the time on that.
We did, yeah. We gotta talk golf more. Golf's fun to talk about.
It is.
So
I haven't watched any pro golf lately, but
no. All I know is that they have the Open Championship, the British Open, this coming weekend. So that's where they crown champion golfer of the year. That's playing over in Scotland, I believe. I think it's Royal Troon Golf Course in Scotland, I believe.
Okay.
But, yep, that's this weekend. So it's probably the biggest major that they have other than maybe the Masters, but it's probably the biggest one that they have. So
I just thought of something. Me and you have never golfed together. We need to fix that.
Yeah, we got a chance for the Appleton Area Health Service Services
golf
tournament
coming
in Appleton.
August 1st,
but I think I'm going to be working that one. So
you got to golf it. We need to team up.
Well, I mean,
pull some strings.
I can ask him and see. Okay. I might be able to make
but
that work.
I'm not actually in the caliber of golfing that you are.
Well, so. I mean, it comes and goes with me. It's not a constant type of deal, so you never know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that tournament. You know, in the Q92 listening, there's a lot of tournaments. Actually, I'm golfing in one Wednesday, Johnson Memorial Health Service, the egg tournament over there, golfing in that. Chris and I are, and Tom and Lisa Bornhorst joining us, and that'll be fun.
That sounds like fun. Where's that one going to be?
In Dawson. Okay. Yep, Dawson egg tournament. And then we got Appleton coming up.
That's good. And how many tournaments do you usually golf in the summer?
Half a dozen, four or five.
Four or five?
Yeah, representing the radio station. Yeah, we Chris loves the golf. I love the golf. And grab a couple other people and off we go.
How many of those have you golfed this summer?
I thought you were going to say, how many have we won? We have won zero.
Well, you never
in many years.
That was going to be my second question. But
What was the first question?
How many have you done this summer yet? Have you done any this summer yet?
Yeah, we've done a couple. I haven't because I had other commitments, but Chris has. So.
Okay.
Yep. So looking for that. And the new owner at the radio station here, Carrie Boyens, she's a golfer too, she told us. So she'll be joining us sometime. So.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Yep. All right. Hey, let's talk baseball. American Legion Baseball is happening real quick. On last Tuesday, Madison played two games over in Montevideo. They beat Prinsburg. And then they lost 7-1 to Montevideo to drop down on the loser's bracket. So Madison will play at Sacred Heart on Thursday, this coming Thursday. And then Dawson at home, they came from behind, and they beat Sacred Heart and McRae 5-4 to stay in the winner's bracket. So Dawson will travel to Montevideo on Thursday, 7 o'clock start, and you'll hear that on Q92 Thursday night. Dawson Legion taking on the Monty Legion, so... And the tournament continues Friday and Saturday championship, sub-section championship in Montevideo on Saturday. So looking forward to that.
Okay. And then since we're talking baseball, might as well talk about the All-Star game is going on. I think that's tonight, actually, and part of All-Star break for the Major League Baseball. And it looks like only one twin able to make it to the... Well, actually, two, I guess we can look at it, but one won't be playing. Carlos Correa was named to the an All-Star for the Twins, but it looks like he had to be removed from the All-Star game because of a back injury. But they got Willie Castro will be playing in the All-Star game for the Twins. Those were the only two for the Twins that made the All-Star this year. So.
Okay.
A little bit down on the Twins not having...
They should have more than one All-Star, for crying out loud. I mean, they're second in the league in wins. I mean...
When you look at the injuries they've had, and no one's really played any consistent baseball for them, other than maybe a select few, it's kind of not that hard to see, but, we'd like to see a little more representation from the Twins, but... It's just how it is this year, I guess.
Yep. All right, that's the All-Star game. Let's stay on baseball for a second. I have an article here I want to read.
Okay.
My good friend and broadcaster, Bart Hill, writes for the Western Guard as well, and he just sent me this because it was such a great event last Sunday at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Actually, two great events. On Saturday, the Mallards beat Rosen 6-0, but it was Dick Newman Day. In the city of Madison, and they recognized Dick Newman before the Rosen-Mallard game on Saturday. Dick's whole family was there. It was great to see, good crowd. And Dick was recognized for the many years of service to the Madison Baseball Association. Dick's raised a ton of money for that ballpark, and he's put a ton of time in taking care of the field, coaching, umpiring, doing the PA, doing the radio, Mr. Baseball here in Madison, that's for sure. So that was a great recognition there on Saturday, Dick Newman Day at the park. And then on Sunday, I just feel led here to read this. Or do you want to read it?
I'll let you read it.
All right, I'll let you read it. Bart gave me permission to, I can read this. So this is Bart Hill's article that will air. We're beating a newspaper here, you know.
Okay.
This is not a newspaper yet. But Madison Legends put on a legendary show on Sunday at Madison Ballfield. For the past 3 years, former Mallards player Jason Young has been putting a bug in the current skipper Matt Munson's ear about playing an alumni game. It all came to fruition on Sunday afternoon when 32 players showed up and showed off in a thrilling 7-6 game on a sunny, steamy afternoon in front of a large and entertained crowd. In what could only be described as a conspiracy theory, the Legends Green Team thought they had picked up a 6-3 win after 7 innings, only to find out the game would be extended to 9 innings. Then the game turned, and the Blue Team won 7-6, scoring a winning run on a wild pitch. So that was that. Some big hits. Ryan Sigdahl on the Blue Team was 3-4 with 2 RBIs, and he threw 2 scoreless innings. But the biggest surprise and the thrill for the fans came when Dave Amundson stepped up. Now, Dave's older than I am, Mitch. Stepped up to the plate and delivered an RBI single. And young at heart Amundson, who was a former Mallards manager at one time, said he hadn't hit off live pitching in over 35 years. So he got an RBI.
Wow.
Zach Flickinger delivered the biggest blow, a 2-run shot off his boss, Brian Fernals. And rumor has it that his job is still safe. Garrett Olson also had a big day, going 2-4 with a double. He pitched 4 shutout innings to pick up the win. His son, Landon, was so impressed he tried to steal his mother's drink to celebrate. All right, just thought Bart would throw that in there. Josh Wushauger had a huge day offensively. He was a good ball player back. He went 3-4. He also had the sweetest uniform, with no award was given for that. For the Green Team, Joe Skullroot was 2-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. He also was hit by a pitch twice. Joey Dvorak was 1-3 with 2 RBIs. Both teams picked up many hits, and each had some web gems on defense. But maybe the biggest winners were Madison Healthcare Services, Big Stone Therapy, and Clint Bond Chiropractic Clinic, as they picked up multiple new clients. And, great event there Sunday in Madison, alumni game for the Mallards. Going to do that every year.
Yeah, it sounds like that was a great success for them.
So it was. All right, what else you got?
Well, just one more in baseball. Might as well bring up how the Twins are doing at the All-Star break. The Twins are 54-42 at the All-Star break. They are 4.5 games behind Cleveland for the AL Central. And in the American League, the Twins have the 4th best record. And they trail the Cleveland Guardians, who have the number one record with a 58-37 record. Baltimore Orioles are second with a 58-38 record. And then the New York Yankees are third with a 58-40 record. So if you can believe that, after the start that the Twins had to this season, currently sitting fourth in the American League and
it's amazing
trying to compete with Cleveland, who's arguably the best team right now in the American League, for and trying to compete with them for the AL Central. So that's pretty good for the Twins. And
awesome.
If you're looking at it, the Kansas City Royals are also towards the top of the American League. They're 52-45. And they're 7 games behind Cleveland. So, I mean, you look at the AL Central maybe being thought of as one of the weaker divisions last year. Now it looks like they're one of the top divisions in the AL Central.
Yeah. Amazing how bad a start the Twins have, and look where they're at now. That's pretty good.
Yep.
I think that was that 12 or 13 game win streak they had about a month ago.
Yep.
They kind of kick-started it.
That kick-started it. And then, you know, it also helps when you have the worst team in baseball in the Chicago White Sox in your division, pick up some easy wins there.
Yeah, what is their record with against the White Sox?
The White Sox are a...
No, I mean, or the Twins versus the White Sox, like 7 out of 9 or something like that?
Well, it better be high for how bad the White Sox are. The White Sox have a league-worst 27-71 record.
Yeah.
So...
But when the Twins played the White Sox this year, I think it's like 7 wins for the Twins and 2 wins for the White Sox or something like that.
Yeah, got to have a big record against them if they want to have any chance later coming up. But yep, so good for the Twins and that.
About the Vikings, Addison got picked up for a DWI in Los Angeles on Friday.
Yeah, the Vikings have had a little bit of rough luck here over the last couple weeks with our third-round pick, Kyrie Jackson, tragically passed away in the car accident in Maryland. That's a big blow to the Vikings, and also just really sad to see.
Yep.
And especially when you find out that it sounds like impaired driving might have been the cause. It's just really unfortunate and really sad for the family and for Vikings. So there's that. And then, of course, Jordan Addison, after one last year getting arrested for speeding on the freeway to then Kyrie Jackson unfortunately passing away. Now he goes out and gets arrested for DUI.
Unreal.
That's sad to see.
NFL will have to, they're going to step on that a little bit, I think.
I would hope the Vikings should step on it. Yep. I mean, that's just, you can't really have that, especially considering what just happened with Kyrie Jackson. You can't have that within like a week of that happening.
Right.
That's just, you can't do that.
Anything else on the NFL?
Just that the, you know, August 1st, actually, I think Hall of Fame game starts. That kicks off the preseason football for the NFL.
Well, that's in a couple weeks.
So, yep, let me just check real quick on
And as you're checking that, the Olympics are going to start next week.
Yes,
are you looking forward to the Olympics?
It'll be good. I haven't watched them in a while, so it'll be good to see them again and you know, it's always fun whenever the Olympics come around.
Yep.
It's tough because with them being overseas, you know, all the live stuff happens at like 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So
you
got to try and find replays of it throughout the day. But, you know, it'll be fun to see. And hopefully the United States can put together a couple of good wins.
Dawson Boyd's Carrie Tollefson is over in Paris. She'll be doing a lot of broadcasting. Good for her. So.
Okay, so Thursday, August 1st, the first game of the NFL 24-25 season, the Houston Texans play the Chicago Bears, 7 o'clock on ABC and ESPN for the Hall of Fame game. So
when you
get done golfing, you'll have to hurry back home to get...
Well, same day as the Appleton Area Health.
August 1st, awesome. So you'll have to hurry back and get your popcorn ready for...
And the Chippewa County Fair is on, too, at the same time. So.
Well, there you go, just... Busy time coming up here.
Yeah,
coming
for
up.
Sure.
And then after that, August 10th, Vikings' first preseason game versus the Raiders at home.
Nice.
And I believe coming up.
I miss the NFL.
Yeah, it's starting to get to that time.
I live
where
for Sundays. Yeah.
Football is starting to come back. And I think, is it next week? The Vikings training camp starts,
yep.
I believe. So.
Yep. Okay.
Well, this, I think, will conclude another episode of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast. Thanks, Paul, for joining me today. And I believe this is episode 24.